You're listening to SBS News.
Confrontation between protesters and the police is the soundtrack to the nights in Portland these days. Most American cities have seen some demonstrations this year, but here they haven't stopped since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis at the end of May. Some feel over-aggression by security forces has exacerbated tensions, but the White House says this isn't demonstrating about racial justice, just rioting by anarchists or Antifa.
How is taking to the streets not democratic?
One of the leftist leaders here, Luis Enrique Marquez, has no problem being called an anarchist or a rioter.
A riot is the voice of the unheard. So if you don't want riots, maybe you should listen. It's not Antifa in the streets, it's the people in the streets. It's the people that are being pushed around.
Is there another way?
Nope.
But it has led to loss of life. In late August, a large convoy of Trump supporters drove past the protesters in Portland, some firing paintballs at them. Later that day, one Trump supporter from a far-right group was shot dead. It's partly why the neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys, earlier this week decided to hold a rally in Portland. They'd predicted thousands would attend. In the end, it was a few hundred. But the Trump 2020 flags were flying high. USA! Proud Boys USA! Marches have led to confrontation in the past, and some who'd traveled far to be there told me they were looking for confrontation again.
This is an American city. I'm still an American. And I see my brothers and sisters living here in Portland dealing with this on a daily basis, and I want to help them. And that's why we're here. We're here to shut down this violence and bring awareness, national attention. Hopefully Donald Trump sees this.
Now they're calling for changes that will end racism in the police. They said if some of those things happen, then they would leave the streets.
No, they won't leave the streets. It's been proven. Every new moon, there's a new issue that they're bringing up. All of a sudden, this is racist. Now this is racist, and this is racist.
Everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what do you
In the debate, when asked to condemn the actions of white supremacists, the president could only manage this.
What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right wingers. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
wingers. Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
The Proud Boys have reveled in his response. Back in Portland, at the same time as the Proud Boys rally, an illustration of the totally different worlds on display in the US these days, a Black Lives Matter gathering, where hip-hop artist and longtime activist Mick Crenshaw was speaking and performing.
They're trying to say that we're trying to destroy America and democracy, but they know that's garbage. They're just falling behind the rhetoric that dehumanizes us so that they can lower the value of our lives to justify committing acts of violence against us.
It's those at this rally who've been taking to the streets night after night. Many Americans support their efforts to bring about change, but for many others, the scenes of confrontation in Portland are making them all the more determined to vote for Donald Trump.